Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. World leaders, including presidents of US, France and China, and Britain's King Charles III, greet India on its Republic Day. Indonesian Marines among 80 missing in deadly West Java landslide. Ferry carrying more than 350 people sinks in Philippines, killing at least 18. Nepali Congress becomes the largest party in Upper House of Nepal. And Egypt to adopt regulations on social media used by children, citing its negative impact on their future. US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III and French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. A report.
US President Donald Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Chinese President Xi Jinping noted that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both the countries and their people. French President Emmanuel Macron shared on his social media a throwback selfie with Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the 75th Republic Day celebrations when he was the chief guest. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as the chief guest in today's Republic Day celebrations as an honor of a lifetime. She said a successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure. That benefits all of us. Anuja Kumar for World News.
An explosion and fire at a cookie factory in central Greece has killed 4 workers and left 1 person unaccounted for. The officials said the explosion at the biscuit plant near the city of Trikala took place during the night shift. Firefighters battled the blaze for several hours before recovering the bodies of 4 women from the destroyed building. 7 others, including a firefighter, were taken to a hospital in Trikala, with none reported to be in serious condition. In Indonesia, 80 people have gone missing, including 19 members of elite marine force, following weekend landslide in West Java province. The officials said the marines were training in rugged terrain and heavy rainfall when the landslide swallowed their camp. A massive search operation has started using drones and excavators. However, due to narrow road and unstable ground, heavy machinery is struggling. Cambodia will host the 2031 Asian Youth Games as per a release from the National Olympic Committee of Cambodia. Athletes from all 45 Olympic Council of Asia OCA members will take part in it. Cambodia was originally scheduled to host the Games in 2029, but the event was postponed at the OCA's request following a change in the Games cycle from every 4 to every 2 years starting from 2029. Yemen's Houthi rebels have threatened fresh attacks on ships traveling through the Red Sea corridor. The Houthi threat came after US President Donald Trump ordered aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and other guided missile destroyers to move toward the region. President Trump said the deployment was made as a precaution in case he decides to take action against Iran. Earlier, Trump had threatened military action if Iran continued to kill peaceful protesters or carried out mass executions of those detained. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Philippines, a ferry carrying more than 350 people on board sank in the southern Philippines today. The ferry was traveling from Zamboanga to Jolo Island in Sulu province with 332 registered passengers and 27 crew members. As of today, rescuers from the Philippine Coast Guard, Navy and local fishing boats have rescued 317 people and recovered 18 bodies, while 24 others remain missing. In Nepal, the Nepali Congress has become the largest party in the upper house of the National Assembly. the Nepali Congress, NC, and the CPN-UML emerged victorious in the National Assembly elections held yesterday. The Election Commission of Nepal declared final results in which the NC secured 9 seats, CPN-UML won 8, and the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party, Nepal, won. The two-party alliance of NC and UML swept up 17 of the 18 seats. In the 59-member assembly, Nepali Congress holds 24 seats, NCP has 17, UML has 10, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal has 2, one each from LSPN and Rashtriya Janamorcha. There are 2 nominated members, 1 seat is vacant. Meanwhile, the election of the House of Representatives is to be held on March 5 this year. Egypt's parliament is considering ways to regulate children's use of social media following similar discussions in some Western countries. In a statement issued yesterday, the House of Representatives said it is working on legislation to regulate children's access to social media, citing its negative impact on their future. The move comes after President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi urged the government and lawmakers on Saturday to consider laws restricting children's use of social media until they reach an age where they can use it responsibly. Earlier, Britain and France also discussed possible restrictions on social media use by children. In December, Australia became the first country to ban social media for children under the age of 16, sparking global debate on technology use, privacy, child safety, and mental health. India is participating as partner country at Gulf Food 2026, the world's largest annual food and beverage sourcing event, which opened today in Dubai across 2 venues for the first time in its 31-year history. The Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, APEDA, under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, is leading India's participation at the event, which spans the Dubai World Trade Center and Dubai Exhibition Center at Expo City, Dubai. The Indian Pavilion, covering 1,434 square meters, was inaugurated by Secretary, Ministry of Food Processing Industries, Avinash Joshi, in the presence of Indian Ambassador to the UAE, Deepak Mittal. Inaugurating the Indian Pavilion, Avinash Joshi gives the details about Indian exhibition.
I'm Avinash Joshi, Secretary, Ministry of Food Processing Industries. We came here yesterday to Dubai and I'm very happy to see the large-scale participation of Indian companies in Gulf Food 2026. From APEDA side, 161 companies participated and overall from India, 600 companies participated, covering all the areas starting from basmati rice, non-basmati rice, spices, cereals, ready-to-eat, sweets, savories, everything. So I'm very happy to see the large-scale participation. At the same time, I have seen a lot of enthusiasm in the Indian companies. And there are a lot of companies which has come for the first time to participate in the Gulf India, Gulf Food.
The European Union has opened a formal investigation into Elon Musk's social media platform X after its AI chatbot, Grok, started spewing non-consensual sexualized deepfake images on the platform. Meanwhile, the platform spokeswoman has said the company remains committed to making X a safe platform for everyone and that it has a zero tolerance for child sexual exploitation. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney today said that his country has no intention of pursuing a free trade deal with China. Carney's remarks came after US President Donald Trump threatened to put a 100% tariff on Canadian exports if Ottawa makes a deal with Beijing. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. World leaders, including presidents of US, France and China, and Britain's King Charles III, greet India on its Republic Day. Indonesian Marines among 80 missing in deadly West Java's landslide. Ferry carrying more than 350 people sinks in Philippines, killing at least 18. Nepali Congress becomes the largest party in Upper House of Nepal. And Egypt to adopt regulations on social media use by children, citing its negative impact on their future. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.